This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Islamic State group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of blasts in Sri Lanka that killed more than 300 people and injured hundreds of others on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's State Minister of Defense told Parliament that those who carried out the attacks were in retaliation for attacks at two mosques last month in Christchurch, New Zealand. Ruwan Wijewardena did not provide details explaining how an initial investigation arrived at that conclusion. A police spokesman said Tuesday 40 people have been taken into custody in connection with the massacre. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by the radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. 29-year-old Erickson Arunasan described the carnage in St. Anthony's Shrine.
I'm seeing lives dying in front of my eyes. I saw blood. I saw people's hands, legs, and all those stuff. It is not making me angry. It is making me more and more sad.
The death toll from Sunday's bombings is at least 310. Beijing has lashed out at a U.S. decision to impose sanctions on countries that buy Iranian oil, warning that it will intensify turmoil in the Middle East and in the international energy market. The White House announced on April 22nd that the United States will not renew exemptions granted in 2018 to five buyers of Iranian oil, the top customer China, as well as India, Turkey, South Korea, and Japan, pressuring imports to stop buying from Tehran. The exemptions or waivers allowed the five countries to buy Iranian oil without facing U.S. sanctions. Saudi Arabia, Iran's main regional rival, welcomed the U.S. decision to end all Iran sanctions waivers by May. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists. The court upheld seven-year prison sentences for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. The court did not give a reason for its decision. Hwa Loan and Kyaw So Oo were not present for the ruling. The reporters were arrested in December of 2017 and sentenced last September after being accused of illegally possessing official documents, a violation of colonial era area law. Rescuers found more bodies overnight in the rubble of a supermarket destroyed in a powerful earthquake that damaged buildings in an airport in northern Philippines. Officials said on Tuesday that the death toll rose to 11. Another magnitude 6.4 quake rocked the island of Sama. There's been no reports of damage or casualties. Sudan's military rulers, who've been leading the country since the removal of President Omar al-Bashir from power earlier this month, vowed on Monday that they aim to form a civilian government as soon as possible. Lieutenant General Shamsaldin Kabashi, the spokesman for the country's Transitional Military Council, told reporters that the Military Transitional Council remains in constitutional communication through its political and social committee with the political forces and youth, women's and professional civil society organizations in the country. The statement comes as tensions escalated on Monday after talks broke down between protesters and the country's military rulers. Thousands rallied in front of Kyiv's presidential administration building on Monday evening to express their support for President Petro Poroshenko, who lost Sunday's presidential election. Poroshenko greeted a crowd of several thousand cheering supporters with his wife, vowing that he was not leaving politics. Results from the exit poll after voting stations closed showed comic actor Volodymyr Zelensky receiving an extraordinary 73.2%, or nearly three out of every four votes cast, to President Petro Poroshenko's 25.3%. One of Poroshenko's supporters in parliament, Volodymyr Aryev, was asked about the likelihood of a new law stripping lawmakers of an immunity in an exchange with an unidentified reporter.
I see not will be for parliamentarians who are going to vote in favor of that.
Because they don't want to go to prison?
Well, not means that many parliamentarians could say that they are afraid of the political persecutions that's still on the agenda.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
R&B.